Greetings in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. John Horn, your speaker. Join us for a few further meditations in the Gospel by St. John. Now, in the very first chapter, I should like to say a little more about that first verse where we have our Lord Jesus Christ brought before us as the eternal Word and the one who was essentially God. Now, we couldn't lay too much stress or importance upon the revelation of God, the revelation of His blessed Son, and the importance of God's precious and holy Word. Of course, we never could know God. We never could know the way to heaven. We never could know the salvation of God apart from the Word brought to us by our Savior and that one who declared Himself to be the Word of God. And you know, after all, salvation is a revelation. Now, if you were to turn to the Epistle of Paul to the Galatians, and in the very first chapter, he tells us a little about his past, and he says in Galatians 1 and 14, he profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But now that's the end of it. Listen to this. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by His grace, listen to this, to reveal His Son in me, that I might preach Him among the heathen. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Now I sincerely trust that God has been pleased to reveal His Son to you. And nothing less than this is the salvation of God. Now you will perhaps remember too that not only is this said of Paul, but it is also said to the Apostle Peter in the 16th chapter of the Gospel by St. Matthew, when our Lord Jesus Christ was inquiring as to what men thought regarding Him, that one who was very God, God manifest in the flesh, and finally He came to the Apostle Peter. And He said, Simon, whom say ye that I am? And of course, this is the answer of the Apostle Peter. He said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That was the answer of Peter to our blessed Lord Jesus. Now, will you hear what the Lord Jesus has to say to him in turn? Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed or happy art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. So we make bold to say that the salvation of God, whether in the case of the Apostle Paul or in the case of the Apostle Peter, is a revelation of Christ to the soul. Oh, but says someone, well, that might be true as regards the apostles, but what about the common rank and file? What about mankind in general? Well, we shall get an answer to that too from the Holy Scriptures. And if you were minded to turn to the Gospel by St. Matthew, chapter 11, where our Lord Jesus Christ once again is the speaker, and then this is what He has to say, All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal Him. And we're so glad and we're so happy to be able to tell you that nothing less than a revelation of Christ to your soul is salvation. And you know, it is not something that can be handed down. In other words, it does not come by natural generation. It comes by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. In other words, it takes God through the Spirit to open the eyes of the blind and to give you a true and a proper understanding, to give you really to know our Lord Jesus Christ. Why turn, will you, in your thoughts to the Gospel by St. John, chapter 17? And this is embodied in the prayer of our blessed Lord when He said, This is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. And so I want to stress and re-stress that one who could say of himself and did say of himself in that first chapter of the Gospel by St. John, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That was none other than our Lord Jesus Christ. And He'd like to reveal himself to you. And listen, if there's the slightest degree of desire in your heart to know him, I tell you what you do. You just take the time to read the Gospel by St. John. Read the first chapter, the first verse of that first chapter, and read carefully through the book. And I'll guarantee you that if you're honest before God, you will not have finished the book until you have obtained eternal life by a simple act of faith in the work of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. And of course we mean his work upon the cross. Believe him today and salvation is yours.